Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Nick Schott is here. Nick is a new friend, and he's got a pretty significant resume here. VP of the Walt Disney Company. I'll get that out right in a minute. Also, he's spent a lot of time working on big data analytics and digital advertising technology. He's now a small business owner, just like you and me. He's a franchise owner, and he's here to talk to us about what he's learned about your online presence, about mounting a digital marketing strategy. And part of what he's doing that with is a new book called Online or Flatline. Nick Schott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And so first, tell us a little bit about, what did you do for Walt Disney?
You know, I had several jobs. You've referred to the big data analytics. I kind of led the introduction of that technology into the company. I was a corporate guy, so I kind of sat as an organization that was above, you know, ABC, ESPN, not in a reporting sense, but we supported all those guys. So also ran the program management team for all their online properties, you know, all the big names you'll see out there like ESPN, ABC.com, and so forth.
Right, right.
It's a good gig.
How long were you there?
They're just about 5 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. I drank the Mickey Kool-Aid.
So then you got a lot of experience on big data and all that, and that's something that small business owners hear about, but we don't know much about. What do we need to know about that?
You know, big data to a small business owner, just imagine you have a website out there and you've got traffic coming in. Just as an example, you're a restaurant owner and people are coming in checking your menu out, your hours of operation, and things like that. All that data, every touch point those customers have with your website is valuable information. You know, what are they looking at? How often are they coming? Where are they coming from? What devices are they using? And things like that. So all that data is, you know, being generated with all this online traffic that can be turned around and used. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether you use it to figure out how to place a very effective online ad, or use it how to improve your website, or what, there's just a lot of good value that comes from that.
Does big data do small business owners have an approximate capacity to collect big data if they tried?
You know what I suggest for the small business owner, because I'm a practical guy and realize small business owners, and I'm a small business owner myself, we don't have the budgets like a Walt Disney Company has. I mean, we had teams of people that were working on this, and that's a good thing, but a small business owner doesn't. So what I suggest is, you know, think about their Facebook page. If they have a business Facebook page, Facebook is collecting all that data on the business owner's behalf. That's literally at the business owner's fingertips. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they want to, like I do very regularly, place Facebook ads, I get to use that big data thanks to Facebook.
Right.
You know, they've got their own data. They've got third-party data. I mean, it's a huge gift to small business owners.
So the answer is yes, right? I mean, the answer is maybe not to the extreme degree that a company like Disney can do or others, but you can have your own version of a big data strategy.
Right.
But number one, you got to know what you're looking for going in, and then you can't be like the dog who caught the car and doesn't know what to do with it. You have to know what to do with this information you're getting, right?
Exactly. You have to have a specific business objective in mind that data can enrich. And I like the online ads because it tells you, you know, what are people doing on your Facebook page, who you're trying to reach, where's your target market in your local geography, you know, do they have any attributes, are they sports fans, that don't know, you know, those kinds of questions. Facebook will answer for you.
Right. And so are you using that type of, the background you learned, are you using that to drive the strategy of your franchises?
Yeah. And not 100%. I mean, I'm a big fan of having a marketing portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Very traditional things that work.
Right.
Augment that with the digital stuff that'll work. You don't. I tried this early on. You don't want to be a one-trick pony at all when it comes to small business marketing, because you're going to leave money on the table.
What's the most important online element of an online strategy?
You know, this may sound really basic, but it's actually basic and important. Having a good website, business website, that's mobile friendly. So when you pull your website up on your mobile phone, you can actually use the website.
So I've been telling, folks, I've been telling you this now for 5 or 6 years about the mobile thing. And so now, surely, after you hear Nick and the others back me up on this, quit arguing with us and get it done. It just, you know, what I tell them, Nick, is mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll give you a statistic. Of all the people that come to my Facebook page, and granted, that's a Facebook perspective, over 90% of them are coming to me on their mobile phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't ignore that, because if you ignore that, you're lopping off 90% of your market.
Well, a lot of websites you go to these days, you're saying, why is it shaped like that? Why does it look like that? Why am I having to scroll to get all this? It's because if you're doing it and you're looking at it on your desktop, it's because they're not expecting you to do that on your desktop. That site that you see, the interface that you're looking at on your desktop unit was designed for a mobile, not the other way around. We used to do a regular site that had to squeeze into a mobile. Now it's the other way around, isn't it?
Yep. And honestly, that's a really smart way to go, because there's acknowledgement. There's so many people that are interacting online on their mobile phone. It can't be ignored.
Well, what we do, and that we have a regular site, because we have a lot of stuff to offer on our main site, but we have a mobile site.
Right.
Converts automatically. You got to have that,
exactly.
Don't you?
Yeah, and that's exactly the way to do it, because otherwise you have to duplicate your cost to have a web-only site and a mobile-only site, and that's not cost-effective these days.
I need your website, please.
Sportclips.com. I'm just going to give you. Oh, actually, no. Let me give you my. I'll give you two.
I'm going to take both of them. No extra charge.
Okay, NickChoate.com.
Choat. All right, go ahead.
.com. And that one's still under construction, so I've got about another week of content work, and that'll be up.
Sports Clips. And
Sportclips.com.
Sportclips.com/FL
for Florida.
Okay.
FL 119. And the 119 is just the store. Yeah, the store number. Yeah.
Okay, and then. And the new book is called Online or Flatline, wherever books are sold. We come back, I'm going to ask Nick, what's it like being a franchisee, being a small business owner after all those years of being a corporate guy? Stay with us, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.